Good morning. It's Tuesday, December the 9th, 2014. It's 7:15 in the morning. 7:15, what am I saying? 7:43 in the morning. And it's about 20 degrees out here. The official temperature is 16. Temperature outside my back door was about 24. So I'm going with about 22. It's a chilly. Oh my goodness, it is a chilly morning out here this morning. Let me get my situation settled here. Get ingress going so I get credit for my walk. And get my gloves back on so I don't freeze. Good morning. Yeah, yesterday was one of those days where it just sort of went haywire. Sunday was just weird because I overslept, and then I lounged around the house, and next thing I knew it was noon, and I had chores to do, stuff happening. Yeah, the walk didn't happen. And then yesterday was bank day, it was back office day, did a few chores. I had to make double runs to school, and odd timing, all kinds of excuses, but I didn't walk yesterday either. Which made it more important for me to get out and walk this morning. I don't have to take the kid to school, so that means I don't have to pick her up. So today is pretty much wide open, which is cool because I made very good progress yesterday on the markup on Captain's Share. I'm at page 143 out of 400. So a bit over a third of the way through the book. And there is still not too much markup. There's a bit of thing here and there, but it's going much faster. And the fact that I don't have as much markup means the cleanup itself will go much faster. And I can be on to owner share. I need to check my to-do list to find out how late I am. I think I'm like 2 weeks late. Because I need to be working on Tanith Fairport's books around now. One step at a time. I'm walking fast to try to build a full body heat. Even after the first mile, it's still nippy. My fingers are finally starting to warm up. My nose is starting to run. My fingers are starting to warm up a little bit. My coat is belling a little bit, so every step pulls a little more cold air up under the jacket, which isn't the best situation. but I'm walking. I'm walking. I'm talking. I'm having a good time. Let's see. What do I want to talk about? I've recharged 500,000 XP or whatever it is to other resonators in Ingress. Counting down now for my, I don't know, what is it, bronze badge or something? Recharger. Collecting it and sending it out again is about all I'm able to do at the moment. It's just that I'm not comfortable taking the time away from the house, taking the time out to go wandering around the city. There's a lot of green around the city. There's a lot of places I could go to hack. And I tend to hit the same 4 or 5 once a day, maybe twice a day. When I really should be moving around and hitting others, but so it goes. One day at a time. I wonder if it's a badge for walking. I don't know how many kilometers I've done yet. What does it say? I've visited 66 unique portals. 252 hacks. I probably have to have 1,000. 64 kilometers walked. I wonder if I get a badge for 100. I don't know. We don't need no stinking badges. Okay. Get the glove back on. Come on, come on, come on. Let's see. On EVE Online, I've got... I've got a freighter kit. I bought a kit of all the blueprints necessary to build a freighter. It's kind of a toss-up. The margin on freighters is pretty thin, but I think the advantage of it is that I've got these miners who are highly skilled, and I've invested a lot of time in money and thought into making them very efficient miners. So this seems like a good way to take advantage of that.
Morning.
And while I could mine the ore and sell it, I've got the skills that make refining it pay off. So it's actually worth more as minerals than it is as raw ore, even with the changes that have happened lately. And the ore market is rather unstable. It's a kind of up and down. So this way, freighters are generally all about the same price. They're about 1.3 billion-esque. So yeah, I'm putting a lot of effort into the freighter, but the payoff will be over a billion isk in one clump as soon as it sells. And I could sell it instantly at 1.2 billion and make 100 million profit. But I don't know how long it's going to take me to mine the nearly 100 million units of Veldspar. No, that's not right. To mine the nearly 100 million units of Tritanium. So about 30 million units of Veldspar. So it's going to take a while to build my freighter and earn my profit times money. But it was fun. It's been a good time. I've had fun sort of playing with it and planning for it, and the beauty of it is that mining is my Pomodoro. I can put a miner out in the belt and turn them loose on a rock and mark for 20, 25 minutes sometimes. maybe as short as 15, but mark, change the rock, monk post, mine some more, mark some more. I just keep doing it, I keep doing it, I keep doing it. And it's distracting enough to keep me focused on what I need to do. And yet the distraction isn't so so long, it isn't so widespread that it keeps me from going back to work on the book. So, you know, I log in. Maybe I have to empty the ship or take it into port and dump the ore out and then go back. But mining in a retriever, it's pretty efficient. I've got Tech 2 miners and Tech 2 crystals. So I'm getting the maximum yield per second out of them. And I can fill up my retriever in about, well, I don't know, 30 minutes, 25 minutes. I have a Hulk. I'm thinking I might invest in a Mackinac. Mackinac has a bigger hold, so I would stay on station longer. Also, armored better, so I'd be able to avoid a lot of the unpleasantness that happens periodically in the belt. And that way I can keep my involvement in the book focused and keep my mining going. The problem is that the Mackinaws are kind of expensive, and they're a lot expensive. They're like 300 million. I'm not sure they're worth 300 million. It's an extra 8,000 or 9,000 units, meters cubed in the ore hold, but retrievers cost 1/10. Even if I lose one or two, I can replace it for a fraction of the cost, and it performs almost as well. So yeah, I haven't really been wanting to invest the extra ISK in getting a Mackinac. And the story of Captain Share, I've been pleasantly surprised by the relative lack of typos, and B, the way the story is developed. It's one of those books where I was writing it and wondering, okay, how do I make this better? How do I do this more? How do I improve my craft? And it was very difficult because I didn't really know at the time, and this must have been what, 2010? 2009? At the time I really didn't know a lot about story crafting. I have to go back and look and find out when I actually wrote this book. I was thinking it was before. It was after Tanith Fairport. It was one of the years where I only wrote one book. I think it was 2010. I think it was when I was fresh from the contract signing with Raiden. Little did I know how poorly that would go. Although, In fairness, they did give me a good kick. They gave me a good start. When Robin was on, she could really mark it. And the problem was that when she was off, nothing happened, and that was unsatisfactory. At least now, I'm only dependent on me. I'm only having to, you know, I'm the one who is bottleneck. I'm the one who has the control. And even when I don't have a lot of control over me, over my brain, because of the ferrets in my head, I'm still the one. And I'm okay with that. I'm much better off. I feel much better about saying, all right, yeah, I didn't do anything in July. And yeah, I know, I was supposed to do something in July, and I didn't do anything in July. Then it's saying, I don't know where Robin is. She's not answering my emails. She's not placing your orders. She's not doing anything that I can see. And then she publishes somebody else's book. So, yeah, that was awkward. But Captain Scher, he's really changed a lot between Captain Scher and Double Scher, having read them back to back like this. He's really changed a lot. And he's, in a certain sense, he's grown. And in other ways, he hasn't changed at all. And that's really the seeds of his future growth. That's one of the things that will bear fruit in owner's share. In some ways, he hasn't grown at all. And so that's the opportunity for me in the next series, is to have him grow in a different way, to have him grow in a new way, to have him get beyond his his early life experiences. Oh, look, birds. Mustaches. Collecting water and dripping it in my face. Yuck. Snort sniff. Today's Tuesday. Tuesday is milk day. I have to put out a new milk order. Tonight. I guess it's a chicken soup day today. I'm gonna get homesick. Chicken soup would kind of work out nicely. I got a half a chicken carcass, but I also picked up some extra chicken the other day at the store, so perhaps I will make a chicken and dumplings. Chicken fricassee. You know, I used to know what chicken fricassee was, but I have to go look it up again. Lord. Hey, I'm a little bit warmer. I still have my hoods both up. I'm still chilly. My nose is running. Mustache is dripping. But the upside is that I just come up to the back gate, and it's time for me to say, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.